This is Lacey from Healing Hearts Home Health News Center. Here's the latest news from Basin Radio Network.
With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. Gillette and Campbell County are going to get a break from the heat in the next few days, with temperatures dropping into the mid to high 80s and perhaps into the 70s over the weekend. Tuesday's triple-digit temperatures of 101 surpassed the previous record for June 15th, set in 1959 at 95 degrees. At the Northeast Wyoming Regional Airport, the temperature was measured as high as 106. It's been confirmed that two bats at Devil's Tower National Monument have been found to have white nose syndrome, which is deadly to the flying mammals. The two cases are the first appearance of the fungal infection since it first appeared in the U.S. in 2006. While they're scary to humans, bats are actually integral to the natural environment as they consume massive amounts of insect pests that are a nuisance to us humans. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. Although the Campbell County Commission has voted against the resolution that would have allowed the CCH board to affiliate with UC Health, the search for the right fit in association with another health entity is still open. CCH board chairman Adrian Garrett said the board will now have to go back and reanalyze its budget to ascertain how to make things work in the future. County Commission chairman Bob Mall says he's willing to put in whatever it takes to come up with the right solution for Gillette. The Black Thunder coal mine and the Federal Mine Safety and Health Administration is investigating a shovel fire earlier in the week. The mine's emergency response team was able to suppress the fire in a few hours. There were no injuries reported. Due to the burn restriction in Gillette, the sale and use of fireworks will not be permitted this summer. However, the Parks and Recreation's annual display at Camplex is still on for now. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart.